Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind. Graphic Audio presents Yakima Henry, number 3, The Wild Breed, by Frank Leslie. Narrated by Terrence Aselford, with performances by Thomas Keegan, Colleen Delaney, Evan Casey, David Coyne, Gabriela Fernandez-Coffey, James Lewis, Matthew Bassett, James Keegan, Elizabeth Jernigan, Nora Ashrati, Jonathan Church, Christopher Sheeran, Jonathan Watkins, Tim Pabone, Eric Messner, Patrick Bussink, Drew Kopas, Nick DePinto, James Konacek, Matthew McGee, Christopher Graybill, Katie Karkoff, Laura C. Harris, David Harris, Scott McCormick, Kimberly Gilbert, and Michael John Casey. Yakima Henry, number 3, The Wild Breed. Looking around cautiously, jaw set grimly, Yakima Henry climbed a low rise, stippled with crumbling volcanic rock and Palo Verde shrubs, and reined in his sweaty, dusty Mustang, a blaze-faced, coal-black stallion with the fire of the chase in its eyes. Yakima Henry was tall and broad-shouldered. His muscular frame was sheathed in a sweat-stained buckskin tunic, blue denims, and brush-scarred chaps. A leather thong, strung with large, curved, grizzly teeth, hung around his neck. He wore undershot boots, and a flat-brimmed, dust-caked plainsman was angled low on his forehead. Dropping his hand from the staghorn grips of his .44, he shifted his gaze again to the horse tracks dropping down the rise and disappearing in the chaparral. The tracks were those of 4 horseback riders herding 4 unshod Mustangs toward the town, which lay a good half mile away. The town consisted of a handful of log and adobe dwellings and cow pens clustered in the vast rolling desert, bordered distantly on all sides by the bald crags of isolated mountain ranges. Beyond Sabre Creek, the ridges rippled away like ocean waves, foreshortening into the misty blue-green reaches of old Mexico. Yakima shucked his Winchester Yellow Boy from the saddle boot under his right thigh. The Mustangs belonged to him. The rustlers had taken them out of his corral when he'd been off hunting more wild horses to break and sell to the army. They'd haze them through the slopes and arroyos, dropping down and away from his small shotgun ranch nestled at the base of Bailey Peak, no doubt intending to sell them south of the border. Yakima levered a fresh shell into the Yellow Boy's chamber, off-cocked the hammer, set the barrel across his saddle bows, and booted the horse off the ridge, his shoulder-length black hair winnowing out behind him in the hot breeze. A few minutes later, horse and rider gained the stage road, followed it past the first cow pens and horse corrals of Sabre Creek, then across the dry creek bed the town was named for and into the sun-baked little village, somnolent and sweltering in the late afternoon heat. Few people were about, but Yakima noticed a couple of silhouettes peering at him through the sashed windows. At a fork in the street, Yakima turned the stallion right, angled around the town square, and drew rein before a stout log blacksmith shop. He stared at the 8 horses tied to the hitch rail fronting the Saguaro Inn Saloon and Hotel on the right side of the street, just ahead. The horses stood hang-headed in the shade of the brush arbor. All 8 dust-streaked and sweat-foamed. Only 4 were saddled. The rifle boots tied to the saddles were empty. Yakima booted the black up to the hitch rail, dismounted, and dropped the reins in the ankle-deep dust and manure.
Stay here. Don't start no fights.
Patting the horse's slick neck and resting his rifle on his shoulder, he stepped onto the boardwalk. He raked his jade-green eyes, which to some seemed startlingly incongruent in his otherwise dark Indian-featured face, across the 4 bare-backed, unshod Mustangs. Then, chaps flapping about his legs, sweat streaking the broad plains of his dust-caked face, he wheeled from the street and pushed through the bat wings. He paused in the cool shadows just inside the door, letting...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?